Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone!
Swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
All right, we're back. Play Tessie, episode 306. Remember to subscribe, review at your podcast, rate 5 stars, leave a comment. It's a Who Says No Friday, which means the comments. Leave the comments. And find us on the socials at PlayTessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We'll have the trade up there. I'm telling you, leave the comments. Vote on the polls. It's my turn this week for Who Says No Friday. So I'm telling you, kick my ass on these websites, on these apps.
I think this is the week. This is the week, Gordo. This is the one where everyone unanimously agrees you did a great job. And there's no dissenting opinion. Everyone kumbaya and gives you... little friendly kisses over the internet. Mwah. There you go, buddy, Gordo. Thank you. Mwah.
Buddy, the trade I've got for you this week is a three-way trade, which means there's an extra fan base that I could piss off here. I promise you, people are not going to like it.
Oh, you're
Let
so
me
cooked.
Open up my notes tab. All right.
Yeah, you better get ready to write it down.
Let's do it.
But all right. Are we it's so funny. Play this intro. We spent so much time this offseason talking about Bo Bichette, and then here he is in the Who Says No intro.
I am right now poolside in Miami.
Hi, I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
Very handsome.
And it never gets old. His picture in the Who Says No graphic has the hair. He doesn't have the hair anymore.
No.
You guys know he just got married?
Oh, do you think that's going to decrease his star power? Knowing he's off the market?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Bo Bichette girlfriend lady.
If you're confused by this conversation, go back and listen to our last episode when you're done with this one.
Yeah. All right. I told you it's a three-way trade here, so get your pens out. All right. The three teams, you guys ready to go?
Yep. Give me the three teams first so I can jot them down.
Okay. The three teams are the Mets, the Red Sox, and the White Sox.
Ooh.
The Mets are going to receive, tell me if you heard this one before, Jaron Duran. They're going to get Jaron Duran from the White Sox and Jordan Leisure from the White Sox.
Well, Jaron Duran's on the Red Sox, but that's a good idea.
Hmm?
You said Jaron Duran from the White Sox.
Did I? Jaron Duran from the Red Sox, Jordan Leisure from the White Sox. That's all that's going to the Mets. The Red Sox receive Jonah Tong from the Mets and Kyle Teal from the White Sox. And then the White Sox receive Brett Beatty and Christian Scott from the Mets. All right, I'm going to run through my song and dance for why I think these teams would do this trade. The Mets, you get your controllable outfielder. You're probably, in this case, left fielder. Right now, they've got one outfielder that's a starting caliber outfielder. Two, if you want to count Carson Bench, which I do in this case. I think Bench plays center field, Soto in right, Duran in left. You lose Christian Scott, who, if you don't remember Christian Scott, he showed a lot of promise in 2024. Like, he was, what was it like? I think it was 9 starts and all 9 of them. I wrote this down. He had 9 starts and every single one of them was 4 earned runs or less. And 7 of the 9 were 3 earned runs or less. And every single start was 4 innings or more. Like, he showed a lot of promise, has had injury concerns, and he got hurt, got the Tommy John. So we have not seen him since 2024. But he needs an opportunity to pitch. And the Mets have what they've got. If you have them adding a frontline starter, you got Peterson, Senga, Holmes, McClain, Manaea, Sproat, add the frontline guy. That's 7 guys right there. And that's with Tong and Scott traded. And that's not even with McGill, who is going to be out at least most of the season with Tommy John. Like, they've got starting pitching and they can trade some of it to fix their offense. You lose Brett Beatty here too, but this makes room for an infield of Mark Vientos at third, Francisco Lindor at short. They just traded for Marcus Semien at second. They signed Jorge Polanco and they say they're going to play him at first. There's room to add another infielder or a DH here. If I'm the Mets here, I'm then calling up the Astros about Christian Walker. You play him at first base and Polanco can be your full-time DH, though I don't know what they promised Polanco, but that's what I would do. And then you add a much-needed controllable bullpen arm in Leisure, who has shown really good stuff for the White Sox. David Stearns is overhauling this bullpen right now. They just let Edwin Diaz walk, and they've added Devin Williams and Luke Weaver from the Yankees, but you're going to need a lot in that bullpen to make up for the fact that you're not – like, Devin Williams, even if he's at his best, you can't tell me he's going to be what Edwin Diaz has been for this team. So they do need to continue adding to that bullpen. They need to add youth, controllable pitching there, optionable guys. Jordan Leisure is as good as you're going to get from that tier of guys. Let's move to the Red Sox. You're not getting your number two starter for Duran in this trade. If you can get a number two starter for Jaren Duran, make that trade and not this one. But if you can't get a number two starter for Duran, this is the next best thing. I do not think the Red Sox should enter the year with 3 guys in the outfield plus a 4th outfielder at DH plus Yoshida plus Casas. It's too much. You're going to depreciate your assets. Guys aren't going to be happy. Guys aren't going to be playing. It's going to be a mess. You have to clear it up somehow. And by making this trade, you add an MLB-ready starting pitcher with big-time upside. You add a second starting caliber catcher, which, if you followed the Red Sox basically since the deadline last year, when they were barking up the Dalton Rushing tree, they barking up the Kyle Teal tree, and I've got them getting Kyle Teal in this trade. It's clear the Red Sox want to upgrade at catcher at some point. And that you can do that here, and your catching tandem would be Narvaez and Teal, probably an even split. And what this does is it gives you, back to Jonah Tong, so much starting pitching depth that my biggest issue with trading the outfielder and not getting number two is, do you then have enough to get the number two after trading the outfielder? You have so much starting pitching depth, and not just starting pitching depth with front half of the rotation upside, meaning that if and when Joe Ryan becomes available before the end of the 2026 season, and he will, the Twins will not let that guy enter rental status with the way that team looks. Like, he is going to be made available at some point. And if you have Jonah Tong, you add him to this amount of pitching that you have, you will have enough to pull the trigger on a trade for a Joe Ryan when he becomes available, even though you've traded from your outfield surplus. Now let's get to the White Sox, because to me, this is where it gets hairy. This is where, if someone's going to say no to this trade, I'll give you my spoiler. I think it's the White Sox. But they've listened to offers on catchers. We know that there's at least a willingness to discuss their catchers. But we don't know how intently they're listening or what they're seeking. I have them getting Brett Beatty, who a lot of people don't realize how good of a season he had last year. Very productive 3-war season. You could call it a breakout season if you want. You could call it a step to a breakout season if you want. He still has 4 years of control. I think the White Sox are in a place now where they don't need to be taking exclusively minor leaguers. They can take young major league talent to augment the roster that they have. And I think the reason they've been willing to discuss catchers is to reallocate assets, gain talent in other areas of their roster where they need it more than they need a second catcher. Now, in this case, someone is going to need to learn left field, whether it be Beatty or Miguel Vargas. Both guys have played outfield in a pinch and have discussed playing it more at times. For the White Sox, to me, it's more about accumulating talent than it is about accumulating perfect fits, which is why I'm willing to go there. They also get Christian Scott. I talked about it earlier, how he broke out in 2024, obviously got hurt. He would get a real shot in this rotation in a way that he will not in the New York Mets rotation, barring injuries. So the White Sox do need to accumulate starting pitcher depth. I thought about trying to go like Tong and Sproat, but I thought if this is a little bit like the Mets, I don't think would give Jonah Tong and Brandon Sproat for Jaren Duran. But a deal like this, I think you could sell him. So to go back and say what the trade is, the Mets received Jaren Duran and Jordan Leisure. The Red Sox received Kyle Teal and Jonah Tong. The White Sox received Brett Beatty and Christian Scott. Three-way trade. Tell me who says no.
Okay. That was a lot to unpack. Credit to you.
Lots to unpack.
Yeah, credit to you. I love how we do, like, you have this three-team trade, and then I have a one-for-one. And they both generate great conversation because they're so different. First thing I'm noticing is Red Sox, in my opinion, by far, are getting the best deal here. They're just giving up Jaren Duran from a surplus, and they're getting one of, if not the most highly regarded pitching prospect in Jonah Tong. He's up there. And then Kyle Teal, who is just removed from being a super high-level prospect with the Red Sox, which would be funny. I think if anyone says no, it might be the Mets, because they're basically giving up Tong, Beatty, who, like you said, had a very good 2025. People don't talk about him enough. And Christian Scott, who a lot of people like. And just getting Duran back plus a reliever. Like, I like Jordan Leisure, but he's a reliever. Maybe if it were Kyle Teal going to the Mets and then a different player coming to the White Sox or coming to the Red Sox from the White Sox, then it would work. But I'm just trying to think, like, I don't know if the Mets would do this. That's so much for basically just Duran.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
One thing I'm confident in is that Mets fans will say they wouldn't do it. Yeah, what, Sammy, what did you say when we talked? It was Tong and Vientos. What was your thoughts on Tong and Vientos for Durant? That was when we had Brad Fall on the show and he brought that up. What was your thought on that?
It depends what you think about Vientos. Like, I think he's okay. I would be fine with that trade for Durant. I don't love it. I think the Mets would consider it. Tong is weird though, because some people, like I was looking at lists today, some websites have him like number one or two among pitching prospects. Others have him 8 or 9 and cite his frame being too small and his mechanics being a little crazy. So that's a tough one to gauge. But I think the Red Sox say yes. I actually think the White Sox say yes, because like you said, Gordo, they need to accumulate talent rather than perfect fit. The one thing I do think the White Sox might say, like, why don't you take Cuero instead of Teal? Because Cuero's sure. been DHing while Teal has been catching. So they'd probably prefer that. Yeah, I'm just hung up on the Mets. It feels like they're giving up a ton and only getting back Duran in a reliever. But it's my brain's in a pretzel. I keep looking at all the names being exchanged and thinking different things. What you think about Christian Scott matters a ton here. Was he, correct me if I'm wrong, he was a top pitching prospect at one point, right?
Yeah.
He might still have prospect status. He's only pitched 9 games. I don't know.
That's interesting. Does he? I'll look at the prospect list. Pat, tell me what you think, and I'll find out if Christian Scott still has prospect status.
I think that also he doesn't. I think neither the Mets or White Sox do it. But framework, I like. Like, I do wonder if somehow there was a way where the Mets keep what the Mets get. Duran and Leisure go to the Mets. If there's a world where the White Sox can get Brett Beatty and Jonah Tong, and the Sox got Christian Scott, I think that works a little bit better.
I'm trying to think if there's, like, if you took Christian Scott out of it altogether, then the White Sox aren't getting enough.
No,
I think you have to do. Remotely. I think you have to do what I said, because Teal's their starting catcher, present and future. Cuero is their second guy. He's the depth right now, and he's still a good catching prospect, even though he's not Kyle Teal. So I think they would redirect the trade like that.
They would.
And then
definitely.
The Mets are giving up too much, in my opinion, because they're.
And then
basically
the Mets are
Durant.
Also. Sorry, go ahead.
The Mets are basically getting Duran, and they're giving up arguably their number one pitching prospect, a very good young corner infielder, and likely a mid-to-back-end rotation starter.
And it's forcing them to put Vientos at third base, who's awful over there.
Well, they're going to be forced to do that anyway, if they're going to play the guy. Well, I guess they could DH him.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because Beatty's the third baseman right now, and he's a better player both sides of the ball.
But you could still DH him. Like, you just, instead of going, like I said, go after Christian Walker and then DH Polanco. In this case, you'd have to go after, like, I don't know, Yoan Moncada or something, and then, or Alex yeah. Bregman or Bo Bichette play at third and DH Vientos.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, so I guess.
Here, Sammy, so tell me what you would think if we removed Christian Scott from the deal and the Red Sox sent the White Sox, like, Kyle Harrison.
No.
The Red Sox are now giving up too much?
No, the White Sox are, because Kyle Teal's, I think, more valuable in a trade than Harrison and, what is it, Harrison and Beatty they'd be getting?
Yeah. I think that'd be getting more than Beatty and Christian Scott. I think Harrison's a more valuable asset.
Depends on Scott's health, how healthy. I mean, Kyle Harrison, I don't think is very valuable right now. He has that former top prospect pedigree, but what is, he's on the like sixth or seventh on the Red Sox depth chart, and maybe that speaks more to the Red Sox depth, but I don't think teams are lining up to trade for Kyle Harrison.
I would say the same thing about Christian Scott, though.
Right, right. But I think there's more ambiguity with him because you've seen so little of him. Whereas Kyle Harrison, it's been multiple seasons in the big league. Not full seasons, but multiple stints in the big leagues. You've seen him a ton in the minors. Scott, we haven't seen in, what, a year? He got Tommy John, right?
Year and more, yeah. I think yes. It was July of 24. We haven't seen him since then.
So if he comes back and he looks as good or better, you're like, holy shit, what a steal. But if he looks like crap, then you're screwed. So a lot of it depends, and you could kind of say this about any trade involving prospects. A lot of it depends on how you feel about Jonah Tong. Is he Tim Lincecum, or is he just too small and not going to be able to succeed? A lot of it depends on, do you think Christian Scott is going to bounce back? And if he does bounce back, is he a five? Is he a depth guy? Or is he more like a three? That's a big deal. And then Duran, like, obviously there's varying degrees of how good people think he is, but I think it's not up for debate. He's a very, very good big league player. So I get that. Leisure, whatever. I think he's kind of the throw in, but this is the most complicated who says no that I think we've ever had, or up there at least.
Let's focus just from the Red Sox point of view. Let's say you got Jonah Tong and Cuero for Jaron Duran. Is that enough for you?
Nah.
I agree.
Ooh.
Nah, because Cuero,
yes.
Cuero is like a good but not great catching prospect. And then, or I don't even know if he's a prospect anymore. Young catcher, I'll say. And then Jonah Tong, like I just said, he could be unbelievable or he could be a disaster. He's extremely volatile in terms of pitching prospects, whereas a guy like McLean on the Mets, pretty confident that he's going to be at least a high floor guy with a high ceiling. You kind of know what you're getting with him. Or Connelly Early, where you know, he's probably going to be at least like a four, but probably better. Tong could be a complete disaster, or he could be a Cy Young Award winner. I have no fucking clue. So he scares me. Super exciting. If he's on your team, you'll have to have him. I thought his major league debut, like we've debated this, the sum of all the parts is ugly, but he flashed some amazing stuff and he looked good at times. So that's kind of in line with how I'm describing him overall. This is a very, very tough one to break down.
I'm just trying to think of different ways. Like I brought up the Dalton rushing thing at least on multiple play tessies. So I didn't want to bring that one here, but I'm just trying to think about like, what is the best case scenario for a Jaron Duran trade if you're not getting a number two starter?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Dalton Rushing and Emmett Sheehan.
Dodgers won't do it.
Hey, you really want to get that elusive ring, Dodgers?
Yeah.
You finally want to win? You need Jaren Duran. You're a Jaren Duran away. Can you imagine the Red Sox attacking negotiations like that?
You're a Jaren Duran away, guys.
And we are the best farm team you've ever had.
But like, that's the thing is, like, if you're the Red Sox and you can get two high-level assets that both could impact your team this year, if you are not trading your assets for that number two starter, or you could use them as assets for the number two starter, or use them as backfilling to trade other assets for the number two starter. Like, you put yourself in a position where you trade Jaren Duran and you have not hurt your ability to get a number two starter, and you have not hurt your team on the field for next year, then that's where you pull the trigger, even if it's not a number two.
Yeah, I'm kind of sort of with you, but at the same time, I'm thinking, like, at what point? Well, I know you're not going to like this, Gordo, but at what point do you just keep Duran and have him rotate in the outfield, be your primary DH, and he's still a 120 OPS plus kind of guy who steals you 20 plus bags, a little bit of pop, and is hitting third now with Roman leading off. Like, at some point, there is a walk away point for me where I would just say, keep the guy, figure out something to do with Yoshida. DFA him if you have to. Who cares? Like, there has to be at some point this year, you could win this year. And I know you're not one of those, like, prospect guys who is not focusing. I'm just saying, with Duran, there is a point for me where I'd rather keep the guy in. This is kind of towing that line. Not if it's Tong and Teal, then I'm like, see ya, Jaren. Thank you. But if it's Tong and, like, just Tong or Tong Advientos, I really have to think about it.
There obviously is a walkaway line. I think my threshold for it is lower than yours, just because I think, I honestly think Masataka Yoshida and Jaren Duran as pure DHs, comparable production. I'll take Yoshida and what he can provide for the lineup as a DH over Duran.
Over Duran.
And if I'm going to say that, it's like, now you're eating away at Duran's service time. You're taking away from his value because he's not playing the field. He's not showing his athleticism.
I mean, Duran had 41 doubles and 13 triples this year, along with 24 stolen bases. I don't think Yoshida's coming close to that.
Not those specifically, but Yoshida gets the bat on the ball. Yoshida puts together a professional bat. Yoshida's going to strike out less.
Do you know that Yoshida is perfect when there's a runner on second base and no outs? He's always moved the runner to third. He has never once fucked that up with the Red Sox. I saw an insane stat about that the other day.
Which is crazy because Jaren Duran didn't do that 27 times in a 2-game wildcard series.
Right, yes. Hey, isn't it weird? We're talking about your best hitter in that series versus the worst, but the guy who was the worst had the better overall numbers and he hasn't been hurt. Like, it's, I don't know, man. I've said a lot of not negative, but diminishing things about Jaren Duran, but I feel like he's he's still very good, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Even if he's not giving you defense, even if he is your DH, I feel like the vast majority of his war, of his production, is the bat and the legs rather than the glove.
I think my walking away point in moving Duran is like right between you guys. Like, no matter what you trade him for, in some capacity, there has to be some upgrade to the major league roster. Whether that is a leverage lefty, whether that is a setup right-hander, there has to be some form of an upgrade on the major league roster, which I'm okay with as long as the additional pieces revamp the farm and give you the pieces you need for number two.
I agree
with
that.
So for me, it's okay. If you're trading him, we'll just say San Diego. Sure, go get Estrada. You also need two very legit prospects coming back with him to almost immediately flip by the deadline for number two.
Yeah, whatever you do here, you cannot put yourself in a position where if you want to trade for a number two at the deadline, you're draining your farm to the core. You have to maintain depth. Otherwise, like you got to keep the guy. But my issue with this is if they, let's say what Sammy said, they DFA Yoshida and Duran's the DH, or you rotate the outfielders at DH or whatever. Now we get to the trade deadline. You want to trade for a number two starter. Now your outfield surplus isn't an outfield surplus anymore unless you're trading for another DH. It complicates the, and now you're taking away from service time. You're not letting the guy accumulate. Like, teams love war. The guy is by definition not going to accumulate as much war if he's DHing, and that goes for all of our outfielders. If you're playing Willier at DH sometimes, if you're Roman Anthony's DHing sometimes, like, that's going to take away from accumulating their war, and it's going to take away from how teams value them. Not to mention the service time.
But if you're keeping him. If we're talking about Duran, if you're keeping him, who cares? I don't care how much war he's accumulating, as long as he's helping the team win best he can, and he's not, like, you know, taking away war from other guys, like playing him in right field, and now you're missing your best defender. Not that that would ever happen, but you get what I mean. Like, if he's your best option at DH, then all I care about is how he's doing at DH, unless they still want to move him. Then,
well,
I care about what you're
right.
talking about. But then why would you, like,
not a long term, like, if he's DHing, that is because the Red Sox didn't get a good offer and they're just going to do this because they didn't get a good offer. It's not because he's DHing for you for the next 3 years.
And I don't think that they're going to get a better offer, like, at the deadline, especially. And you guys know how I feel about Breslau. I have no faith in him at the deadline. He's 0-2. So then you would have to look to the following season. And what if you don't get a good offer for him that year? Like, at that point, are you just like, Craig, you're maybe not a good GM. You're maybe sometimes good and sometimes not. At that point, I'd be like, what are you doing? This guy is a 4-WAR player the last 3 years, and you can't move him now? Like, what the fuck? So it's a tough conversation. I don't know where that walkaway point is, but it's somewhere in the realm of this discussion of, like, when is it not helping your farm enough to warrant hurting the team in the present? Because I think if you move Duran, your offense gets worse. And I don't think that's a hot take at all, unless you really love Yoshida.
That's the thing is not from them in the lineup standpoint, from a them at DH standpoint. Mm-hmm. Does trading Duran to have Yoshida at DH hurt your team in the present? Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say it doesn't, because Duran does so many things. But to me, like, the level of hurt, the level of downgrade, if you're getting legitimate prospects that you can use to get you that starting pitcher, like, you can't look at it as prospects. You have to look at it as ammunition to get you that starter.
But, I mean, and come on, look how much ammunition they have right now. They have so much ammunition right now. I don't think adding a little bit is going to tip the scales to be like, now we have enough depth. Now we have enough talent to move. Like, they have so much right now.
Let me challenge you then, Sammy. Let's say they DFA Yoshida, keep Jaren Duran at DH, midseason rolls around. Obviously, we saw how reluctant they were to pull Duran out of the clubhouse last midseason. Let's say it's the same. What is your trade for a number two starter? You're going to trade Toley, Arias, and
Early.
Something else?
Toley, Arias, Early.
And now you're, like, drained to the core. You got nothing
Witherspoon.
Left.
Yeah, but you're contending. You're contending for a World Series. And you also have the draft coming up, and there's a lot of other guys in the org. Like, I get what you're saying. You Bennett as well. He'll
we
probably
didn't just
be a big
build
leaguer.
This thing up for half a decade to drain it all.
No, you're not. You still you're not going to trade all of those guys in the deal. You'll still have Roman Anthony, who's 21, Marcelo, who's in his early 20s, Christian Camel in his early 20s, Carlos Narvaez, 26. Like, there's plenty of hopefully Bregman locked in through his latter half of his career. Like, there's Abreu, Rafaela. Like, it wouldn't be a small window. This would just be the beginning of a big window, and you'd have five drafts to reload the farm. And Red Sox also have a very good track record of developing talent offensively. So it wouldn't shock me if someone stepped up, like if Justin Gonzalez becomes a big bat.
I think we should table this. We'll continue this because this is a who says no. And I think, where did we end up? We ended up with both you guys think Red Sox say yes.
Red Sox say yes.
Mets and Sox say no.
Mets and White Sox say no, yeah.
Okay. And I will get crushed on Twitter and on Instagram this weekend.
You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a lot of, what the fuck is this, bro? Are you serious? From people who just glance at it and don't like really.
Non-ball knower. I can't wait.
You should stop watching. Stop watching baseball for the rest of your life.
To me, I think if I was to pick one team who would say no to this trade the most, I would say it's the White Sox, but I think the Mets fans are going to hate it the most.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. Happens.
I think the Mets fans really, really like that pitching trio, and they're not – I don't know if they're going to be a fan of giving one of those guys plus another significant asset plus another solid asset for Duran.
Yeah.
Maybe they if you're willing to talk Scooble with them, they'll talk. But I think anything beyond that, they get hesitant. I think even Mason Miller, they were pretty on dealing Jonah Tong. So we'll see. I think there's going to be with three teams. I think this has potential to get a lot of
eviscerated.
This could be interesting, but we'll have to see. The graphic will be out. If you're listening, check online. Feel free to call me whatever names you want. I welcome it. That's going to do it for episode 306 of Play Tessie. Happy Who Says No Friday. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back for an episode on Monday. Barring something happening, maybe we continue the Jaron Duran conversation. Pat, do I have it right? You're not going to be here on Monday because you're going to be at the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so I will be at the game. I will not be here for Monday's recording just because by the time I get home, it will be roughly 1:30 a.m. and up for work.
We're
at
also
6.
Probably, yeah, we're probably recording this thing before the Pats, too.
Yeah, we're definitely recording the game.
Yeah. And I will be tailgating.
Pat will be tailgating. Maybe we should live stream you in from the tailgate.
I can, maybe I'll call in.
Yeah.
What's up, boys? Who says no to the.
It'll be great.
And then it's going to be like the Pats lost and Pat's all jacked up on the pod because he doesn't know they lost yet. And then it's just going to be depressing for everyone listening.
Oh,
nah, they're going to win. They're going to win this game.
Brutal.
Chargers fan, Gordo.
They're going to win.
Have you guys ever met a Chargers fan? I've never met one in my life.
No.
I don't think so. Oh, what about that? Well, I never met her, but what about that Chargers fan lady that like the industry plant? Remember her?
I've never met her.
I've
you know what's
her.
Funny? One of my, I have a couple of good friends from Jersey. None of them grew up, went through the school systems in Jersey. Both now live in Jersey. No less than like 5 total Nets fans.
Hmm.
Wow.
No one is a Nets fan.
Hmm.
Was this before, you said this was growing up, so it's before they moved?
Before and after.
I know a Nets fan. One of my good friends is a Nets and a Mets fan. We were just talking today about how his Nets, Mets, New York Rangers, and New York Giants, those are his teams, and he has never seen a player on any of his teams win an MVP. Isn't that crazy?
It's fascinating.
I've got a friend who's a New York sports fan, and one of his it's like his he's a Jets fan, not a Giants fan, and he's 29 now, and none of his teams have ever won a championship. That is a life I do not want to live.
Yeah, can't relate.
No, can't relate. But that's going to do it for Who Says No Friday. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember to subscribe, rate 5 stars. Follow us on the socials at PlayTessie, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We'll be back on Monday for an episode regularly scheduled. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it's Gordo. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll be back soon. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.